Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking, and I am very, very excited because I didn't see this young man last month because I was out of town. But we have Larry Moscat in the studio. Larry, how are you?
I'm good, Dave. Good to have you back.
Well, thank you so much, and it's good to be back, and it's good to have you on the show because I got to tell you, this is one of the more valuable shows on the air. I really believe that. Money Management, Wounded Hearts, and Family Crises. A great show about healing, people surrounding money, and you have the perfect background for that, being in psychology in your early career, now a financial planner.
Right.
Now, tell us a little bit more.
Sure. Dave, I have had a company for a number of years and have been a certified financial planner for the last 30 years. My company, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, is a little bit different financial counseling company. We deal with families that are in crisis. And so we're family crisis financial counselors. And this you mentioned my background as a clinical psychologist. I did that many years ago. And I've used primarily the listening skills that I developed in that career to really understand and help people heal when they're going through crises, not as a therapist per se, but as a compassionate, money-oriented individual. And what I've observed over the last 30 years or so is this. It's as clear as can be that when crises, life crises and financial planning decisions occur at the exact same time, they form a very potent cocktail and often a very self-defeating cocktail of confusion and stress. And we found over the years that through objective and compassionate and some experienced guidance, we've been able to make a difference in our clients' lives and help them through these troubled times. And the areas we work primarily in are loss of loved ones. That's a very major area, obviously wrought with enormous emotions. So families who've lost loved ones, people who are retiring and who are retired and feel that their retirements are troubled in some ways, worry about the adequacy, the duration of their income for their lifetimes. Another huge area that we're going to spend the entire show on today talks about the area of caregiving, how it's done, who does it, how do you get it, what does it cost, what does it mean to you, and we have some unbelievable experts here with a tremendous depth of experience in that area, and we're going to visit with them, and I'll be introducing them in a minute. We work with people in financial settlements, too, people who've lost loved ones, wrongful terminations, wrongful deaths. Those areas where settlements occur would seem like straightforward financial planning challenges when, in fact, they're littered with emotional landmines that really need to be worked through successfully if we're going to have a good outcome. And job losses, of course, very traumatic and very much ongoing these days. It's a horrible feeling to lose a job. Deep inside, you feel like you failed, and that's not a good thing. But enough about me and enough about my business. I want to get on to my two very special guests I've invited in today, two incredible experts in the area of long-term care placements and resources. And we're going to talk with them about the entirety of this topic. And I want to encourage every listener to be on guard who is thinking about whether or not they need to obtain services for a loved one. I want them to listen very carefully. And also feel free to call us. You know, we're a call-in show, and our guests will take your call and answer your questions to the best of their ability. 602-296-3632. That's 602-296-3632 to pose a question to our experts. And I'm going to go ahead, Dave, and introduce our experts. I am incredibly pleased to have recently met two very seasoned professionals who left the corporate world to form a very exciting and very needed service. And their business is called From the Heart, and it's a referral service and a resource service located here in Scottsdale. Their mission exists simply to search for a new home for a loved one. They walk through families through the entire process, and this is key, and I'm going to repeat this a couple of times. Services are offered at no cost to the family, and the services truly come directly from the heart. I'm going to let them explain how they do this at no cost. They're not a charity. They're not a government service, and they're going to explain to them how this works in a meaningful business sense. First off, I want to introduce my first guest, Debbie Black. Debbie began her career as a kindergarten teacher, but back in 1998 experienced a terrible family tragedy that ended up drawing her into the senior care industry. Her father became very ill. He passed away, and this ignited a passion in her life for working with seniors. So for the past 15 years, she's pursued this passion. She's worked at three senior care residences, and for the last 7 years, worked at Hospice of the Valley, a firm that we are all familiar with, as a community liaison. So these types of experiences have given her extensive background and knowledge in the senior care industry, and her focus has been on working with independent, assisted, and residential care facilities, or they're often called group homes. And this type of experience she brings to the families that she works with from the heart. Debbie, welcome.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Thank you for being here. We appreciate it so much. I wanted to introduce your partner in From the Heart, Lucille Zimmerman. Lucille's had a very distinguished 30-year career as a sales and marketing executive in the information and technology field, but she retired as a vice president of sales for a public company that worked with internet software. As was the case with Debbie, it was a family crisis that brought Lucille into the senior industry. And she, as Debbie did, experienced firsthand how difficult, how frustrating the search is for to find care for someone. And Lucille realized that, you know, this is something to be passionate about and something she wanted to devote the rest of her working career to, and that's what she has done together with Debbie in From the Heart, their placement and resource business. So Lucy also worked for 2.5 years as a community liaison for Comfort Caregivers. They're an in-home senior care agency, and it was through that work experience she met up with Debbie. They decided to form to coalesce their passions together and form their business called From the Heart. Lucille, welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Well, thank you very much for being here. You guys are the pinnacles in expertise and depth and breadth of knowledge of how this thing works. And I know as a certified financial planner and investment advisor, I have clients all the time who will contact me and say, Larry, we're kind of thinking maybe mom, dad, husband, and wife may need some kind of care, and we just haven't known exactly until now who to call, where to go, what to do, how this process works. And that's what we're going to spend our show talking about today. I'd like to start with a question. Lucille, I'm going to direct this question to you. And I'd like to ask you, how really does a family know when mom or dad or both of them are ready for some type of senior residence?
And that is a great question. Sometimes it's an incident like a fall. If mom or dad falls, and they're concerned about that recurring. So that is just an immediate red flag. Mm-hmm. We've got to find a safer place for mom or dad to live. But most times, it actually is they're watching their mom or dad fail a little bit. So what we call activities of daily living, which would be mobility, nutrition, hygiene, that type of thing, if they're seeing that they're not moving around as independently as they normally had, if they're getting tired easily, if they require assistance like a wheelchair or walker or cane, that would be something to consider. Also, nutrition is very, very important. If they are not preparing meals for themselves, if they're just throwing some cereal in a bowl and eating that three times a day, the family needs to be concerned about that. Also, their hygiene. One of the easiest way to figure out that mom or dad needs some help is if they're not bathing. They're uncomfortable in the shower or the tub, and they're afraid they're going to fall if they've previously fallen, for sure. But their friends have fallen, so they have to be really careful in the shower or tub. So they're not bathing, and that's a really key indicator. So maybe not brushing their teeth, and they're wearing the same clothes over and over again because they can't dress themselves. They feel uncomfortable. They feel like they're going to fall. They don't know, what to do, so they keep their clothes on, and they might sleep in their clothes. And, you go to visit mom or dad, and you look at their apartment or their home, and things are all over the place. The dishes are in the sink. They're not cleaning up after themselves, and that's a big concern. Also, too, are they incontinent? Do they use the toilet by themselves, or do they need help there too? So all of these things are key factors to look at, but even more so their mental status. So that's one thing that we focus on, and from the heart, is what is their mental status? And the family can tell you that immediately, how they've changed. Huh. Are they frightened? Okay. Can they take care of themselves? Are they scared to be alone? That type of thing.
So it's really kind of a complex of physical, emotional, environmental things that begin to develop more and more clues that,
absolutely,
hey, something is not right here, and we need to address it. I know I see that in my business frequently, where I have maybe boomer age clients in 50s and 60s and so on, and they will come in and they may be assisting their parents with their financial management. And it does come up in almost a kind of by the way sort of way. Yeah, I noticed that there were 2 months of unpaid bills that were sitting on my mom's, my dad's counter. And should we be paying those? What should we be doing? And that might be an opportunity where I may say, well, have you noticed anything else? Have you noticed any physical signs that there may be additional problems? And so I understand exactly what you mean by that. I want to go a little further with this and present a question to you, Debbie. And we may not have quite enough time to finish it, but let's at least get the question started. We hear so many things about so many different kinds of places, and it's very confusing to the average person. What's the difference between an assisted living facility versus a nursing home versus a group home, a residential care home? They don't have a lot of meaning for us. So my question for you, and I know a question on the mind of listeners, is what's the difference between each of these senior housing options?
Okay. The independent living, which is an apartment-style community living, they offer all kinds of entertainment, fine dining, and these are people that can live independently in an apartment and still enjoy all the amenities. Their laundry will be done. The cleaning will be done. Usually some of these residents cannot continue to do that independently in their own homes. So this is a perfect opportunity for them to enjoy the rest of their life in an independent living. There's also assisted living facilities. Now this is for residents that say are overwhelmed and can't do the activities of daily living. And in these assisted livings, they will provide three meals a day, manage their meds. Some of these people are fall risks, so they will attend and be with them throughout the night, 24/7, and help with their personal needs.
Debbie, I want you to hold that thought and keep the rest of your response in mind. We're going to go ahead and take a short break,
okay,
and we'll be right back to the show.
Okay.
Stand by.
Now, what
of my favorite attorneys, Joe Collins. You have a great firm, a family atmosphere with great sophistication.
That's my dad's kind of theory when we started. He always kind of touts himself as the old country lawyer. We pride ourselves at having somebody answer the phone. You don't have a computer system answering it. We try to give personal service.
Tell us a little bit about the firm in terms of where you focus your attention.
We probably do 60-70% family law, and we really enjoy it. Family law encompasses such a wide variety of topics. But, you know, for the most part, you feel rewarded that you're helping somebody out. Family law is probably the most rewarding.
Why don't we give your website out?
It's real simple, collinslaw.net. The email's just the same, joecollins@collinslaw.net.
602-788-7227. Call Joe Collins and Collins, great family law attorneys, and more.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
At Beer and Bomb and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hi, I'm Paul and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And this is Money Management, Wounded Hearts, and Family Crisis, starring Larry Moscott. Larry, I'll say it again. This is incredibly valuable. We want the listeners really to tune in here and listen to this valuable information. Everyone's going to be touched by this topic. And I'll give out the number real quick, 602-296-3632, 602-296-3632. Take it away, Larry.
Sure. I want to piggyback on that, Dave. Please give us a call. We have two of the Valley's experts in placements and resources for seniors, for long-term care issues, who can help with assessments, who can help with placements at no cost to the receiver of these benefits. And again, we're going to explain how that occurs. But again, as Dave said, give us a call, 602-296-3632, direct a question to either Lucille Zimmerman or Debbie Black, our two experts, the co-founders and owners of From the Heart, a placement and resource business in Scottsdale. Debbie, we were in the middle of a question before the break about some of these different types of often misunderstood housing options. What's the difference between assisted living, between a nursing home, between a residential care center? And you were in the middle of addressing that and relaying some information to differentiate these kinds of facilities. Continue on.
Yes, I believe we were talking about assisted livings, and these assisted living facilities are an apartment style, and they offer three meals a day, activities, bathing, entertainment, and they're really fantastic, and many of the people are very happy once they move into these facilities. There's also residential assisted living homes, and these are what we call group homes. And group homes are licensed for up to 10 patients or residents. And again, these are caregivers that provide care, personal care to the patients. And also many of these group homes also have entertainment activities going on, you know, home cooked meals, take them on outings, bus trips out to dine, to go to hear music. And it's more like a real family setting, you know. Mm-hmm. And then there's also the continuing care campuses, which are facilities that offer four levels of care, which would be the independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing facilities, and also the behavior units or memory units for those patients with dementia. And that way, when they're living in a facility like that, they can transition from one level to the next level, which makes it real convenient for them instead of having to move to another facility.
Debbie, I'm much clearer than I was on how some of these facilities work and what they offer, but how does someone decide which of them is the right place to go?
Well, it depends on their needs. We sit down with the family, talk with the family, see, you know, what the needs are, especially, you know, if they are a dementia patient, we know exactly. Some of them are in early stages of dementia, and they can still go into the assisted living. Many of them are in a middle stage and they need to go in the behavior unit or the dementia unit.
Okay, so I think if I'm hearing you correctly, the answer to that question could be summed up: how do you know where mom or dad perhaps should go, what kind of facility? Is you contact from the heart.
That's right.
And that's how you go about. You don't put that monkey on your back. You're not an expert in that field, and you're not even supposed to know. Mm-hmm. You're just supposed to know where to go to get the help, who has the depth and breadth of experience to get the right kind of arrangement for you. And by the way, I want to give out your phone number. Anyone who has a question about senior resources, about placements, about issues pertaining to long-term care or housing or activities of daily living and how they might affect a choice of housing, on and on, I'd like to give out From the Heart's number. That number is 602-578-3736. That number again, 602-578-3736. If you have a question about a loved one's functionality, capacity, whether or not a facility type of arrangement should be looked at, don't try to figure it out yourself. It's too complicated. You have to know your way around these things, and that's what Debbie Black, that's what Lucille Zimmerman and their company From the Heart provide to you. And again, I'll mention, provided at no cost to you. And we're again, I'll say we're going to address how that happens. But I've got some other questions I'd like to pose. Lucille, what does senior housing and care cost? How do families go about paying for this? I just imagine someone in that situation has a blank screen that has a nightmarish feel to it because of the horror stories we feel. Could you speak to us about that?
Absolutely, and that's probably the question we are asked most frequently is, how are we going to pay for this? Well, let me tell you first, all of the different housing options have different price points. And let me give you a list of where the money would come from and then tell you about the options and where specifically the money comes from for that option. So, of course, it's private funds. It's going to the bank account and digging in and paying for care. Some families have finally realized that their mom and dad were pretty smart, and they've purchased long-term care insurance, which will pay close to $3,000 a month towards this type of care in one or the other of the assisted living residences. Also, there are what we call senior living lines of credit. A number of banks will give you a line of credit while you're selling your home if you need to be placed in a residence immediately. There's also veterans benefits. We can contact the Veterans Administration for you, and it's a very long process. However, there are funds available for those people who have served in the military during conflict or their spouses were spouses at the time that their husband has served in the military, and some women as well. And also there are life benefits that would be borrowing against your life insurance policy. So there are a number of ways you can go about it.
Okay, so your answer reminds me of the answer to what kinds of facilities are there and how would I know where to go, how to pay for it,
right,
and what resources are available to draw on are a mystery to most people. That's another area that you're able to help. I know that's an area I work in. I've worked with long-term care insurance for 30-plus years. It's changed tremendously, and in a very good way, I might add. So there are a number of ways to go about paying for that, depending on first finding out what sort of options are available and what's the most beneficial option to choose in a given circumstance. You've begun a new business. You're both seasoned professionals in the senior care industry, but you've begun a new business and brought many, many years of experience to the table and to clients of yours. But I have a question. Debbie, maybe I can send this out to you. I've heard over the years about many large agencies that claim to do what you do, many franchised agencies that claim to do what you do. Is your company different? If so, how is it different?
Well, Larry, we actually walk with the family, go with the family. Personal attention is given to the family. We find out the needs for the family and the patient and follow them all the way to the facility, find their needs, and then we're happy to...
I think what I'm hearing you say is a more personal touch. You're not just given a referral slip and say, go see Joe Blow at XYZ agency and have a nice day. You're saying you walk in the shoes along with them through the process from the questioning and assessment phase to the actual placement phase.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. We also have resources. We have a number of resources that we can give to the family if there's mm-hmm. other needs, if they need supplies, if they need a lawyer, if they need health care decisions, if they haven't already wrapped that up yet. We can walk them through each of these stages and help them through every stage.
I think we can all appreciate the differences between dealing with the large, essentially faceless corporate types of agencies that are machines, more or less. They're business machines that run clients and people through the mill and get things done. And that's not any indictment of them as to doing a bad job or anything like that. But they're somewhat impersonal, and you may not really get to know who it is who you spoke to this week may not be who you spoke to next week. So a personal level, a personal touch, a personal level of care in an area like this, I can't imagine being more meaningful. There are times and places for the big corporate machinery. In a commoditized business, it doesn't matter really who delivers your widget or what the widget looks like. I mean, as long as it's what you ordered, I mean, who really cares? But when you're talking about placing a loved one into a new phase of life and a new living arrangement, that's very personal and that's very difficult. And a personal touch is absolutely something that would add value. And that's what I believe is offered through Lucille Zimmerman and Debbie Black at From the Heart. They can be reached, by the way, at 602-578-3736. If you have a question about placements, about resources for senior care, for housing options, contact Lucille Zimmerman, contact Debbie Black at 602-578-3736. And while you're at it, contact us. We're on the line. We're here to answer your questions. Give us a call, 602-296-3632, 602-296-3632 is the number. If you have a question about senior housing, care services, we have two of the Valley's premier experts in that area, Debbie Black and Lucille Zimmerman, and they're available to answer your question, and they'll answer it at no cost. So pick up the phone, 602-296-3632. Lucille, when someone has these questions and they decide, we've got to get oriented, we need to find out what is indicated, what types of avenues we should be researching, what's the process? What's the from-the-heart process? What does a client calling your office go through?
Well, first of all, we want to let them know that we have a free consultation. We're available 7 days a week. And that's very important to most people because sometimes the family members are only around on the weekends. So Debbie and I are around on the weekends as well, and we're happy to talk to them. Also, too, we do a very thorough level of care evaluation. I mentioned those activities of daily living before. So we go through them. We don't invade any privacy, but we do develop a profile of the individual that needs to that you're looking for senior housing for. We also talk about finances. We touched on a little bit before, but it's very important. How are we going to pay for this? And we realize that these residences will charge anywhere from $2,500 to $7,000 a month. Where is that going to come from? So we go over the family's finances, what's available, where is it coming from? Also very important is geography. Mom wants to be close to her daughter, her son, her nephew, her her sister, her brother. So we look at geography. Debbie has worked extensively in the residential care home and senior living residences around the valley and is very familiar with all parts of the valley, north, south, east, and west, and we're very comfortable placing someone there. These residences are now part of our network, and how they get to be part of our network is we do an evaluation of the residents. We make sure that they are licensed by the state, that the caregivers are educated and constantly being trained on whether it be dementia care or any other illnesses. They're all capable of taking care of seniors. They love seniors. They have the same passion we have. So the kind of personality of the residents is very important to us because we've developed a personality profile of the senior that we're working with, so we also have that in our database of the residences. So that's very, very important. We also take the families around, as you mentioned before. We take them to the residences. We don't have them go on their own because most of the time they don't know what to ask once they're there. They're like deer in the headlights when they get into a residence. Sure. They might all look alike, but we kind of point them in the right direction, what to look for, what to ask. And also, too, we will help them in finding those resources, as we mentioned before, to pay for the residential option and also for the care that they would need if it's extra than is offered by the resident. And what we do, which is more important and probably different from everybody else, is that we follow the resident after they're placed. We talk to the family. We go visit the resident. They know us by that time, so sure, we're like family to them. And having had experience, both Debbie and I have had personal experience, as you mentioned, that drew us into this, we know how important that can be as well.
So I'm hearing you say you don't just refer people out because you saw their listing in a phone book somewhere. Okay. You actually assess tangible items, the physical structure, the personnel, of course their licensing and their history in business, and intangible items like I loved your description as the personality.
Absolutely.
Of the facility. And when it comes to such a sensitive area like this, that aspect, as I sit and think about it and hear you say that, would be near the top of my list of trying to find a most suitable place. If I have to put my parent into a facility, of course I want it to be licensed, and of course I want it to have a great track record and no complaints and things of that sort. But I want it to have the right feel, the right personality. I only imagine being in that situation and moving from my home into another new home, and not necessarily by choice. And I think personally that would be a very critical item in that process. Let me ask you, is it I've mentioned several times here on the show that you offer your services at no charge to clients. Is this the time for you to relay the reality of how in the world you do that?
The reality is very simple. We are compensated by the residents, by the facility that we place the senior in. It is a common practice. It's just mm-hmm. the way it's done. And we, because our service is from the heart, we even charge a little bit less to the residences and facilities. Again, we've been through it. We get it. And we feel that that's something else we can bring to it. We've both had wonderful lives, and we just feel like we give back a little bit to them as well because they work very, very hard. And to be in our network, they have to be the best. And we continue to visit. We don't just visit once and 2 years later, you know, place somebody in there. We keep going in there because staff changes, residents changed. We have to make sure that personality, as you mentioned before, is the one that's going to match the resident that we're placing. So it's very important that we continue to visit these places. Mm. And we are earning our miles. I wish we were getting paid for the miles we spend on the road.
Sure.
But yes, sure. Definitely.
Well, that I can't imagine a more sound type of win-win for someone. I'm an individual with a parent that may be beginning to fail. I don't have a clue how to assess that situation or where to go, who's good, who's not good, what the right fit is, how it's paid for, what it's going to look like. And you will walk them through this entire process, not only up to the placement, but even afterwards. And the residence or the facility is the one paying your tab. I can't imagine a better type of win-win situation than that. That's fantastic. If you'd like to ask Lucille Zimmerman or Debbie Black a question about these very important topics, give us a call here at the station, 602-296-3632. That's 602-296-3632. 296-3632 is the number. Give us a call. I know someone out there at this very moment, Dave Isaac, has a question about a parent, a loved one, maybe a son or a daughter. It could be anyone that you care about who may be beginning to show signs of failing. And what do you do? Who do you talk to? What kind of care do you seek? Who's the best?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, the listeners out there, it's a tough topic emotionally, I suspect. It's a tough topic to take that step. And after our break, I'm going to ask you, or let me ask you right now, and you can contemplate it, is what type of resistance might you get from parents or other people that you're trying to help move from their home into one of these facilities that you talked about? Why don't you talk about that? Because that could be scary as well for the person placing them. And we'll be right back after these words. Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762.
That's 888-505-5762 or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
At Beerham Baum & Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerham Baum & Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, and this is Money Management, Wounded Hearts, and Family Crises, of course, starring Larry Moscott, great financial planner. And the question I ended up with just before the break was, what type of resistance might you see, what people might expect? I bet it's all over the board, but that's probably an important question. And why don't we start with Lucille on this particular question?
Believe me, we have seen a lot of resistance, and probably first and foremost is that a lot of the families, especially when we're dealing with a dementia situation, a lot of the, if it's a spouse, if spouse is in denial that their husband or wife, this is the person I've known for 60 years. Why are you telling me that they can't do this or they can't do that? This is my husband. Very much so. And lately, we've seen families. We've seen sons and daughters who, no, it's because no one's paying attention to my dad. That's why he's acting that way. That's why he's acting out. That's why he's getting so angry, because he's not getting enough attention from mom and that kind of thing. So the family dynamic is just a very important issue. We get a lot of pushback along those lines. They can be home. They can, meanwhile, they're wandering and, again, acting out. So that can be a situation, and it's something that happens that we see quite a bit.
And Debbie, what do you see?
Well, sometimes when you take these seniors to the facilities, they don't identify with the people living in these facilities. To them, they're not the age they are, and they don't want to be placed in a facility where they're going to tell them what to do. They want to still live independently, and they don't think they're going to get that once they move into the facility.
It's very, very challenging, very difficult. And, of course, we're here with Lucille Zimmerman and Debbie Black from The Heart, Placements and Resources. Tremendous. You both are really special. There's no question about it. And Larry, you deal with these issues in your practice as well.
Well, I deal with them certainly from a
financial
compassion standpoint and a financial standpoint. But when it comes to where should someone go and what assessment should be engaged in, I don't have a clue.
Yeah.
And that's why we're
absolutely.
We're absolutely blessed to have in our quiver of resources, Debbie and Lucille, and from The Heart.
And you know, I was talking to both Lucille and Debbie before the show. It's not about just placements, and it's in your name, too, From the Heart, Placement and Resources. But you have a wealth of resources, and, of course, one would be Larry, no question about it.
Well, why don't you talk a little bit about that? Things that people just don't have a clue about in terms of resources, Lucille.
Absolutely. Well, that's one of the things we did in getting the business together. We went around to business professionals like Larry and doctors and nurses. We went to medical and non-medical home health. We talked to senior transportation services, mobile dentists, mobile doctors, mobile audiologists. These are resources that most families going on their daily lives have no idea are available. So if their family member is stuck at home and can't get out, those resources can actually go to them. So that's something that we make sure we do. And we network an awful lot. I bet you can't imagine that. But we actually are in network meetings 4 and 5 times a week, visiting with other professionals. Yesterday we met someone who has a company that does non-slip surfaces for group homes and residences, so that, God forbid, the surfaces, and usually see a lot of tile out there, especially here in Arizona, that it's a non-slip surface. So we're very excited to bring these resources to not only the seniors and their families, but also to the communities.
Yeah, it's interesting, Dave Isaac, as I'm listening to Lucille talk about non-slip coatings of floors and mobile dentists, when you really step back and think about the scope of what it means to consider placing or actually placing a loved one in a facility or having care brought to their own homes, it's amazing how broad and deep, when you start to think about it, those services really are. I never even heard of a mobile dentist before. And the non-slip coatings in the bathroom and kitchen adjustments that need to be made, those are specialty contracting jobs. It's incredible. You have to know who to talk to get those kind of services. Most of us don't. I don't, and you probably don't. But Lucille and Debbie at From the Heart definitely do.
Yeah, those are. I mean, that's what makes a great resource, because it's not just knowing. Knowing is important, but knowing who. Mm-hmm. Because
that's right.
Not all vendors
that's
are
right.
the same, and I think that's a tremendous resource. And just think about it, is the comfort that you give people knowing, like, wow, there's something out there, right? Just before they knew, they were all nervous, maybe frustrated, mm-hmm. Panicky, and now look what you do. Your mm-hmm. gift to them is beyond just placing them, but giving them a gift of emotional security, too.
Mm-hmm. And, Dave, well, there's even moving companies that we talk to that will go and move the parent to the facility, and churches and hospices that we work with also. So it just goes on and on. That's why we had to have resources listed
sure.
as part of our mm-hmm. business.
We've talked a lot about, generally talked around this issue of what we're calling long-term care-related type services. Not all care is long-term mm-hmm. care. What could you tell us about short-term housing options, short-term care for maybe someone in a recovery mode, maybe an extended recovery, mm-hmm. but a recovery mode nevertheless? What are the options?
Well, Larry, there are group homes that offer respite care in their own homes, and they not only for a surgery, maybe they have fallen or surgery, and the family works and they need someone to stay at home with their mother or father. They also,
if they need a break, if they want to go on vacation.
They go on vacation. Usually, the families need to take a break when they're doing caregiving. And these costs usually run about $100 to $150 a day. And they can usually stay. They usually stay maybe 8 to 10 days. There's also daycare that's available for adult daycare. There's a few of those around. I believe John C. Lincoln, Scottsdale Healthcare, and Foundation for Senior Living also offer a daycare. And a lot of people are concerned with daycare, wanting to just drop them off at a daycare so that they can take them home in the evening with them. Okay. So there's a lot of different options out there.
A lot of options for long-term care and many, many options for short-term care.
Right.
Great.
A quick question is, is it within your realm of operations to deal with people with autism and other special needs?
Autism is not one of our the special needs that we work with. Most of the time, it's people who are in the dementia,
gotcha,
special need of dementia or memory loss. Because we mostly deal with seniors, that's what we see most. However, we can direct them to resources that mm-hmm. could answer questions for them. So that we can do. We will never say, sorry, can't help you, and hang up the phone. I would never do that. So we're there. We will point them in the right direction, maybe couldn't answer that question and don't deal with it ourselves, but can direct them to someone who can help
but
them.
But you're still a resource to refer them
absolutely.
To the appropriate place.
Right. Absolutely.
Sure. Hey, I've got a question. Dave brought up an excellent point earlier about the understandable resistance to making a move to going to a facility. I know I'd be resistant to it, and I would expect most people would. I wanted to make a comment and just open up for the time that we have available. I know in all the years that I've provided financial counseling that, and when we talked about the issue of long-term care, I swear I've heard the same five things every time I've talked with somebody, and over the years it's just become as predictable as the sun coming up in the morning. And I'll tell you what I've heard, and I wanted your take on that for a little bit of a discussion. Number one, the number one thing that I hear, if not said directly, it's certainly implied, it'll never happen to me. And I can understand that. That's a form of resistance, and it's an unimaginable thought to think about losing our independence. But number one, it'll never happen to me. Number two, if it does, which it won't, but if it does, Medicare will take care of me. We'll talk about that. Okay, let's say Medicare doesn't kick in. Well, the obvious answer is I'll just move in with my kids, and they'll be happy to take care of me in return for all I did in raising them. And if I don't have kids, or if for some unimaginable reason they would be resistant to that idea, I'll simply artificially impoverish myself. I'll qualify for Medicaid. Medicaid is that joint federal and state welfare program designed to take care of the indigent. I'll just artificially impoverish myself and go on Medicaid. Wham, bam, it's done. It's easy. And lastly, if I can't do that, or if for some reason I don't want to do that, because maybe I have a moral objection to being on the dole, I'll simply said one way or another, I'll just call Dr. Kevorkian. Or I'll take my trusty handgun out to the field. Or I'll take all my pills and I'll just end it. I'll bet you have, all of us in our businesses have heard those kinds of comments before. And I wondered, what would your comments be? What are your thoughts on those quote-unquote strategies?
Well, as I mentioned before, sometimes the children find out how smart their parents were that they did take out long-term care insurance.
Sure.
Because between 2000 and 2010, the numbers, if you can believe this is incredible, the numbers of 85-year-olds have increased 100% in the state of Arizona.
Oh, phenomenal.
So you're going to live to 85 probably plus, no matter how bad you've been your whole entire life.
So that theory,
And all joking aside, that is a statistic, and it is an astounding statistic. So what does that tell you? Between medical technology and everybody being aware of nutrition, we are living longer. So if you're young enough to start preparing, prepare now. And hopefully your parents, as I said, were smarter than you thought they were, and they have already gotten some long-term care insurance. Or talk to somebody like Larry who can take a look at what you have before you impoverish yourself and to get on, because you don't want to be, if you don't have to be on Altex or Medicaid here in Arizona, you don't need to be there.
Yeah, maybe we should just add a word of explanation about what we're talking about. There are provisions in the laws that say if you are poor or if you become poor in the course of paying for long-term care, you can go on Medicaid, which is welfare. I don't even use the term Medicaid. I use the term welfare because that's exactly what it is. But a number of years ago, the lawmaker said, hey, wait, wait a minute, this is not something that's reasonable, not something that's viable. And in fact, if you come in and tell us you're poor and you have no money, we're going to ask you, what have you been doing over the last 5 years? There's a five-year look back that says if you've given away amounts of money in an effort to artificially impoverish yourself, guess what? You shot yourself in the foot. You're not able. There's a period of ineligibility because you've done this, so it is not a viable strategy. But in the couple of minutes that we have left, say a word or two, if you would, about what you know about Medicare. We hear all the time the assumption, Medicare will just take care of me. I don't need that long-term care insurance. How reasonable a strategy is that?
Just to clear it up, I mean, Medicare will not take care of you.
No.
Medicare, you can go to the hospital, and I can tell you right now, the hospital stays have become shorter and shorter and shorter. And you have an operation and you're out of the hospital in 1 or 2 days, that's all Medicare will pay for. If you have to go to a skilled nursing facility or rehabilitation, you have X amount of days allotted by Medicare, and then you're home. You're home or you're in another residence, and they are done with you. So they will pay for your doctors and they'll pay for your meds if you have your secondary insurance. But after that, they will not. You have to rely on, again, what I talked about before, your private funds, your long-term care, if you're a veteran, veterans benefits, and the other things that your financial advisor can help you with. But Larry's right. I mean, it is not what people think it is, believe me.
What about that moving in with the kids strategy, really?
Well, I don't think a lot of times we see the family members kind of distancing themselves when it comes to that point in time. Oh, you take mom or you take mom or you take it. The family dynamic part of it is incredible at this age. They just can't handle it. And we saw it just firsthand yesterday when we worked with two sisters, and one was very comfortable in the senior environments and one was not. So that's something that's very important. My own family, I was the caregiver for my mom, and my sisters were not comfortable dealing with it.
Sure. To be perfectly honest and candid, the thought of bathing my mom and getting her off and on the toilet and other associated duties are ones that would be, to say the least, extremely, extremely difficult for me.
For anybody.
Mm-hmm. You have to know how to pick someone up correctly. Mm-hmm. You have mm-hmm. to know how to do that. You can't just move in with your kids and expect to be cared for under those circumstances.
Yeah, I don't know too many sons who would feel comfortable bathing their moms anyway. I don't know too many moms who would feel comfortable having their sons bathe them. I wouldn't.
Yes.
So I just wouldn't. So we see that a lot. We really do see that a lot. But when you really think it through, it's not the situation you want to be in.
No. Well, yeah. Dave, I know you have some concluding comments. I'd like to make a couple myself.
Absolutely.
I would like to absolutely thank Lucille Zimmerman, Debbie Black, their company, From the Heart, a placement and resource service offered to clients at no cost, their fees paid by facilities. I want to thank you both for taking the time out of your day to come, to be on our show, to share this information. And I'd like to let our listeners know, if you have a follow-up question for Debbie, for Lucille, please give them a call. Write this number down, 602-578-3736. Let me repeat it, 602-578-3736. From the Heart, Placement and Resources, Lucille Zimmerman and Debbie Black. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Larry and Dave.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Really, the valuable information, like we talked about in the beginning of the show, Larry. And let's give out your information, Larry, because I think this is very valuable.
My information?
Yes.
People can find out what I do at my website, RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com. You can find out about what is crisis financial counseling, how it's done, and what we do that's just a little bit different than most other planners out there.
Well, there's no doubt. Being a CPA for 30 years, I know you are uniquely different, just like these two young ladies here, very uniquely different. You both, all three of you, come from the heart. You don't treat people as numbers, and of course you're in the numbers game, but you look beyond the numbers, Larry, and you look at all your clients as people with compassion. That's what makes the difference.
I do.
And there's no doubt. Wow, so we're going to see you next month, Larry,
yes,
for another episode of Money Management, Wounded Hearts, and Family Crises. Stay right up for at the 3 o'clock hour. We have our Standard of Excellence show, and we have a great guest. We have the President and Chief Operating Officer of the Phoenix Mercury coming on, of course, 40th anniversary of Title IX, Equality for Women in Colleges, and a whole bunch of different things. And we will talk to Amber Cox in about 10 minutes.
Arizona Station, 1010 KXXT, Tolleson, Phoenix.
Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
Hirschberger Assisted Living Home for the Elderly, whether it's a need to recuperate after surgery or just need daily assistance to enrich their life, you can trust that your loved one is being well cared for. Our caregivers are fully licensed by the Arizona Department of Health. An experienced team of professionals provide expert medical care, including physical, occupational, and recreational therapy, wound care, medication management, nutritional support, and personal care. All faiths are welcome. Hirschberger Assisted Living Home, founded in 1997, will provide your loved ones a quality of life with loving care. Call Shirley Hirschberger today at 602-314-6937. That's 602-314-6937, or visit the website ahomewithshirley.com. Hirschberger Assisted Living, home is where the heart is.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcies seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074, to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.